At one time, the landscape of Eastern Europe was dotted with wooden synagogues, some dating back to the 1600s. Inside, the walls and ceilings were covered with intricate painted designs of Jewish iconography. Almost all of these structures were destroyed during the Holocaust, and with them, a folk art was lost. But a rare example of a synagogue mural was uncovered in a New England town, where it lay hidden from view for decades, and efforts are now underway to restore it. John Kalish has the story.
Aaron Goldberg grew up in a section of Burlington, Vermont, known as Little Jerusalem. His family was among the first Jewish immigrants who settled there in the late 1800s. Most of them came from Lithuania. Goldberg first saw the mural in the 1970s when he was in middle school and accompanied his mother to a carpet store.
I have a distinct memory of going up to the second floor to look at the carpet rolls and the remnants with my mother and seeing a painting on the back wall. It was surreal.
The store, it turned out, had once been a synagogue. Shoppers could see rays of sunlight, a crown hovering above a tablet with the Ten Commandments, a throne supported by two lions of Judah, all parts of a mural stretching 10 feet high and 18 feet wide. It had been painted in 1910 by an immigrant artist named Benzion Black. Aaron Goldberg and another member of his synagogue learned that the carpet store had been sold and the new owner was going to convert it into apartments.
She allowed us about a month to see if we could figure out a plan to get the mural out. So we called museums, hospitals, colleges, commercial warehouse storage spaces all over the East Coast, and we could not locate a space. So we asked her if she would consider walling up the mural.
The owner agreed, and for 25 years, tenants lived in an apartment, not knowing what was behind the walls. 2 years ago, Ohavi Zedek Synagogue, where Goldberg serves as archivist, started renting the apartment. It tore down the wall that had been erected to protect the mural.
This is a really exuberant work of art.
Art conservator Connie Silver is living in the apartment while she removes a century's worth of grime that accumulated on the mural. Chemical analysis revealed that the mural was covered with an oily varnish to preserve it. Silver sprays the mural with a special adhesive that bonds the paint to the plaster wall. She dabs the mural with scraps of Mylar to press the fragile paint back onto the wall. She says that as she cleans the century-old work of art, she sees that the colors of the mural have been dulled substantially.
It's going from this kind of golden, unpleasant brown to pistachio green next to bright gold color. This is really a startling change. And I was even a little confused because I've never seen these sorts of exuberant colors.
The mural is attached to the wall and part of the roof. At some point, a 3,000-pound hunk of the building will be cut out and moved to Ohavi Zedek Synagogue less than a mile away.
I've never seen a mural of this type that survives and can be saved.
Samuel Gruber is an architectural historian at Syracuse University. He says the Burlington mural is a valuable artifact. It's a form of folk art no longer being created.
This is a document of a Jewish civilization, a Jewish culture, a Jewish tradition in art that was vibrant and widespread and accomplished, but today has almost entirely vanished. It was destroyed in the Holocaust. It's a survivor, and for that reason, I think we have a special obligation. We have to save it and move it. We have to give it a new life.
If Ohavi Zedek Synagogue can raise $100,000 in the next couple of months, it hopes to move the mural by the end of the summer. It will be tricky, though. A huge forklift, the kind used to move boats, will be needed to transport the artwork. Cleaning and restoration work will be completed after the mural is installed in the synagogue's lobby. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Learn more about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music by visiting npr.org/music. There you can also hear a Tiny Desk concert or get an exclusive first listen of new music. This is NPR.